Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Dallas County Health Department Public Information Officer Ann Cochran. With the changing landscape of the pandemic, you know, availability of vaccines, mask requirements, social distancing guidelines kind of being relaxed, can you just walk through what the new CDC guidance is for social distancing in the classroom?
Yeah, the CDC actually just put out new guidance for schools on March 19th, such as distancing 3 feet instead of 6 in classrooms. And their modified strategies are based on what we've now learned about how COVID spreads among children and as an operational strategy providing pathway for schools to offer in-person learning safely, which rolls into, of course, economic impact on our country and our community too. Because if children are in school in person all day, then their parents are more able to go back to work full time.
Now, is that change something that health officials, you know, like local area health officials, is that a change that they agree with and seem is a good idea moving forward for the kids?
Oh, absolutely. There have been so many studies this past year on the emotional impact and social development impact children who are isolated from other children. A great part of early childhood development, and actually development up through adolescence, depends on those interactions with their peers. And so we have a whole group of children now who miss out on a lot of those opportunities this past year. So the science on social development really supports in-person learning, and not to mention how children lose so much by not having instruction from their teachers, just thinking about how much children tend to lose just over the summer months.
There is some proposed increases in production of vaccines now that we have those 3 emergency authorized vaccines. Is there any word or inkling that Dallas County may expect to receive a higher allotment if those vaccines do increase in production?
Yes, actually, right now, during the week of March 29, Dallas County received 900 doses of Moderna vaccine and 2,340 doses of Pfizer. This is good news.
What is that going to do, you know, potentially to the timeline now that Dallas County can expect to receive more doses than they were originally being allotted? You know, what does that do for those peer groups right here in Dallas County?
Again, it's very good news that we're receiving more. Now, there's no guarantee on how many doses we'll continue to receive week after week, but Governor Reynolds has been very firm with the federal government about the number of persons in Iowa who are wanting to be vaccinated and are not at this point simply because there's a lack of product. So I think that going forward, hopefully, we'll continue to have more doses available, and therefore those people who, beginning next Monday on April 5th, are eligible will have an easier time securing a vaccine.
COVID cases are kind of starting to tick upwards. The positivity rate is starting to tick upwards again here in the state. You know, what is the cause for this? And is there a potential that we could be headed towards another surge?
The experts have told us that as more people are letting their guard down, they're spreading germs. Previously, when most people were following socially distancing guidelines and wearing face masks, there was a decrease in infection rates. The uptick that you mentioned in cases seems to be directly related to people gathering in groups, traveling, and just no longer wearing a face mask.
Now, kind of just a follow-up question to that, you know, more and more people aren't wearing masks when they're out in public, whether that be just inside the gas station, getting gas, or at the grocery store. So is that something that could potentially set the trajectory of the pandemic back?
Oh, sure. Masks prevent the spread of the virus, and the upward trend of positive cases could prolong the pandemic. So, you know, those people who are saying, oh, I'm tired of wearing a mask, I just want things to get back to normal, the pathway back to normal is, for the time being, continue wearing the mask.
There has been more and more reports as time has gone on of variants of the coronavirus. You know, namely the one that comes to mind is the UK variant that has been circulating here in Iowa. Now, are those coronavirus variants any more dangerous than what people were seeing when the pandemic first began last year?
some of the COVID-19 variants spread easier. That's the main problem of what we've found. So to prevent the new strains from dragging out this pandemic, we really encourage folks to get vaccinated as soon as possible and continue using all the tools for mitigation: face masks, distancing, hand washing, and most importantly, staying home when you're sick. Even if you don't think you've got COVID, even if you think, oh, it's just my allergies, stay home, test it, and maybe you'll be the one to keep the virus from spreading. But as far as the variants being much, much different, it's not so much that they're different, it's mostly that they spread easier.
Now, that would be a good topic to cover. You know, it is becoming spring season, and those individuals out there who have seasonal allergies are about to experience those again. But the pandemic is still going on, and coronavirus kind of shares a few symptoms that allergies might share. You know, what should someone really look at to differentiate whether they're experiencing seasonal allergies or if they may need to get a COVID test?
Well, testing is free and fairly available. If you have any doubts at all, if you're a person who's had seasonal allergies every year for quite a few years and you know how your body acts and something is a little different, that may be an indication that you do have something else. It's not just your allergies. So it's not a big problem to go get tested. Just find out for sure. And one of the very important things is if you suspect that you have COVID and you go get tested, while you're waiting for your result to come back, those several days, please isolate.
And that was our conversation with Dallas County Health Department Public Information Officer Ann Cochran. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.